Tung from Noodley's blog joins me with a topic very close to my heart at the moment. Good morning.
Good morning, Nick. It's actually a topic that's close to a lot of people in Australia, New Zealand and the US's heart at the moment.
Now, what could we possibly be talking about?
let's not beat around the bush. Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go.
Now, I'm not suggesting we eat Pokemon Go, but I'm suggesting there are places you can go where you can eat and catch the Pokemon Goes, the Pokemons at the same time.
Now, that is a fascinating idea and one that's kind of good. Where are you suggesting?
Well, you know, we were just chatting off air just before, Nick. In the morning, it's a bit challenging because the server is a little bit sort of, how's your father?
I've definitely seen that we're experiencing difficulty screen more than I've seen my gaming screen.
It's true. Yes. I know people who wake up really early, like 5 o'clock, to try and catch before, but then they don't realise the server's down. But having said that, and again, nobody knows because this thing is so new and everyone's kind of guessing half the time. But I'm guessing that's because that's sort of peak hour in the US. It's about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
I think you could be right. I think you could be very on the money with that one.
So let's turn it the other way around. Oh. If you're talking about 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening.
Here,
they'll all be asleep over there.
So, not only are we getting some tasty food, we might be getting a clean server as well.
Yes, and then again, urban myth has it that if you go to a different area, you get different Pokemons.
Not an urban myth. I can back that one up. Pokemons will appear in different space.
Well,
Pokemon. I know it's not Pokemons. Please don't get angry on Twitter at me. I'm sorry.
I can see the phones lighting up. But, well, how about Cabramatta? 40 minutes away on the train.
Fantastic.
Quite a comfortable ride. Along the whole train line, you can be going at the poke stops,
yep,
gathering all the supplies you need and checking out some of the different Pokemon that sort of appear. And then when you get a Cabra or Cabramatta, we call it Cabra.
Really? I didn't know that. All right, Cabra. All right, cool.
Well, you save yourself 2 syllables.
Yeah, so, I know. Two syllables could be used to be eating. Like, who's got time?
That's right. So I counted at least 30 different poke stops in the CBD and surrounds of Cabramatta or Cabra.
That's a huge amount.
So, and the other thing I noticed the other night, because I've been a bit of a fan myself, got to the train station and people were dropping lures left, right and centre. It was like sort of rain coming, you know, from all the different poke stops. So here's my tip. There's a really good crispy chicken egg noodle place.
Oh, yum.
And I don't know what they do. The skin is so thin. It's wafer thin. The minute it touches your tongue, it melts. Mm. And because, you know, they're marinated with a whole bunch of things, it's delicious as well. So, but the good thing is that the other night, that was one of the places where someone dropped a lure. So I was just sitting there eating and catching Pokemon at the same time.
Now, what's the name of this place?
It's called Tung Viet, TANVIET.
Amazing. And it's quite close to the station?
It's about 2 minutes away.
All right. So, and you said the egg noodles.
Sorry, let me take it back.
Okay.
And 8 poke stops away.
Very important. 8 poke stops away, and then you'll find this place. And the egg noodles are great as well.
They're great, and they're they're just a little bit over $10, and you get free tea.
Mm.
So what more can you ask for?
Pokemon, crispy chicken, and egg noodles. You can't ask for a lot more than that. Sorry, what was the name of the place again? Last time?
TANVIET. It means New Vietnam. Viet is Vietnam. Tung, TAN, means new.
New Vietnam. All right, fantastic. Pokemon, crispy chicken, noodles, all in the one go. Hey, where can people find more about Noodley's blog?
Well, just head up to noodleys.com and I've got a guide of all the places you need in Cabra if you don't like crispy chicken. I mean, who doesn't? But in case you don't.
A full guide. Everything's guaranteed to be not too far away from a Pokestop or a lure or maybe even a gym. Have you seen a gym down that way?
There are 3 gyms in the area. I'm sorry. But none of them are yellow because my team's yellow. So I'm a little bit sad about that. So I might have to get a group. So if any of your listeners want to, and you're yellow, you want to get involved, let's go and attack a gym in Cabramatta.
Yeah, all right, Team Instinct. Good luck to you. Team Valor's still going to win on that one. Thank you so much, Tung.
Thank
we'll
you,
talk man. In a couple of weeks' time.